Hi, I'd like to know it's me, Alan Smith, with Wee Puckley Stories of today's Press and Journal on Friday, March the 22nd. So, front page paper today is a champion paracyclist robbed of medals in Rio. So, Aberdeen paracycling champion Neil Fahey has revealed he and his GB teammates were robbed of medals and cash in a shocking late-night mugging in Rio de Janeiro. The 40-year-old I was competing alongside wife Laura for the first time at the UCI Track World Championships in Brazil, lost his silver medal in an incident which took place as the athletes were leaving the arena. He says, we're all okay, we haven't been shooken up a bit, he said on social media. British Cycling said it had raised the matter with the UCI local organisers and Brazilian bobbies. Fahey is hoping for a 20th world title at the event. So, well, that's not good, and you know, not a good advert for Brazil, but I mind my niece, hello Sandra, if you're listening, telling me that she was over with the BBC, I think it was, when it was the Olympics, after it was in Rio, and as you say, it's kind of like front streets and a thing like that, I said the beach and a thing, stick the boo, but when you get back a couple of streets, it's a different story, it says you just, you're telling me to wonder about traffic beating track, like, but, you know, it sounds like they were just coming out of the stadium, so come on, Matthew. No good of that, but you know, hopefully we'll get another medal to replace that in. But you know, cash and that's a very, very serious thing. But as long as they're Irish, I suppose that's the main thing. Now, here's 1500 pupils that took part in the Open Cross Country Championship, so you'll rather them than me. More than 1,500 pupils from across the Northeast took part in the Open Cross Country Championships last week. The event took place at Balgownie Plainfields in Brigadoon and was attended by pupils from P5 up to S6, with more than 50 schools being represented. The championships witnessed the largest number of participants in recent years, and despite facing challenging weather conditions with rain and mud, or dubs, you should say, the competitors demonstrated remarkable dedication and resilience through today. Jimmy Lament, Albine School's head of PE and sport, for helped organise the event, said it was great to give so many pupils from across the region the opportunity to take part in a large-scale athletics event. Hopefully for many of the participating kids, this will ignite a passion for the sport. The championships featured 14 individual and 14 team categories for the top three finishers for each school, contribute to the overall team score. Albine School claimed the team award in the P6 Loons and P6 Quines, while Cults Academy secured victories in the S2 Quines and Senior Quines categories. Robert Gordon's, the posh school you'll notice, claimed the S1 Quines, S2 Loons and Senior Boys categories. Headmaster Stephen Horsman said that Albine School congratulates all participants for their remarkable efforts and sportsmanship displayed through the championships. The resilience and commitment shown despite the conditions are truly commendable, setting a wonderful example for a hale lot of us. So, well, like I say, rather than the meeks, it was just one thing I couldn't get behind was the cross-country run up to the Bine Academy. Thank you. Running through the woods and, oh my God, it was just a disaster. Even for me, it's almost used to swick and take a shortcut, but still, it was near the hinder end. You know, some folks just need built for that kind of thing, and big boned, I think that's what I would say, big boned. But yeah, well done to this lot here, because, you know, for a primary, whatever they say, new primary five, was it? Primary five, I mean, that's quite a little toot to be running about for all that time, but anyway, well done to Hale Shang Bang. Now here's a landlord to leave one of the last bars for a gin and tonic as a cocktail. An Aberdeen barman has set his sights on retiring after 15 years at the helm of Cooper's Bar. The popular pub on John Street is up for let as the search goes on for a new manager. The building is owned by Green King, which has described the city centre business as a community local offering a lively atmosphere. Speaking to the P&J, current landlord Bob Baxter says it's time for him to hand over the reins to the next generation. He said, I've had 3 5-year leases and I'll be 68 in May. It's time to retire. It's one of the last stand-up bars in Aberdeen for, without any apology, a gin and tonic is a cocktail. Well, I can certainly attest to that. It's a unique kind of place, eh? Customers want a clean drink and a clean glass and a clean bar. He said his regulars are at the core of it. Cooper's not a boot. He says they're a great bunch, very generous. I want to say a huge thank you for the support for our regulars. I may operate the bar, but it is their local. He's long been campaigning for change to legislation surrounding noise abatement orders. In January 2014, Cooper's bar was issued with a noise abatement order despite hosting live music for decades. It was issued following a complaint from a nearby resident about the volume of their karaoke. He said the only way that it tries to put on live music or any kind of entertainment is under threat. It just takes anybody to open a window and say, I can hear that, and complain. Well, you know, I think that is the hell. You know, he's had the nail in the head there, and it's like, you know, why go and bite beside a pub if you're not going to be put up with any noise? So, you know, well said, him, and it's, you know, it's gone too far the other way now, so. Well, I hope he has a happy retirement, and I'm sure he's certainly seen his fellow characters in that place anyway. I've been in once or twice, and it's a piano stops playing kind of place when a stranger walks in. Well, here's a £1 million winner. It says I'll take that holiday now. So it's 7 o'clock, and I'm speaking to Scotland's newest millionaire, Sheila Ross, as she finishes off the last couple of hours of her shift at the Banff care home where she works. She says, I didn't want to leave and let anybody down. We're so short staff. The humble granny was in complete shock when she got a call at her work just after 4 o'clock yesterday for bounty competitions to say she had won £1 million in its latest giveaway. Sheila has been in the same house in Banff for 45 years with her husband Martin. It bought just 2 tickets totaling £20, while folk like her son Mark spent hundreds on entering. Sheila and her husband have been speaking for some time about the day they could finally retire, particularly for Martin's sake as he battles rheumatoid arthritis while working in the building trade. Oh, God, that wouldn't be good. She says all we do is work, work, work. But her dream can now become a reality after Sheila's number was picked for 142,000 entries. My colleague came down with a video on her phone, as I usually do not look at my phone at work, she explained. I thought it was a prank, and it was only when Calvin, a bounty owner, started speaking to me that I thought, this is real. I was greeting, says, I couldn't speak, I was in total shock and still am. I've never won raffles, I've never won competitions, even though I've tried a hang. Everybody at work was just ecstatic, saying it couldn't happen to a nicer person. It's me that's always helping everyone else out. The moment that bounty competition organisers, Calvin and Leanne Davison, announced the winner, it was captured in a live stream video online and watched by thousands of folk. The bounty team dropped everything to head straight up to Banff to present Sheila with her cheque at work. They showered her with confetti and sprayed her with champagne. She says, I've looked at my bank statement, but even then, I still don't think it's real. Earlier this year, Sheila's son had asked if his parents would like to join him and his son, 6-year-old Owen, on a holiday to Magaluf. But Sheila told him they couldn't come as they had to work. She says, we'll be gone now. Callum Davidson said, this has been the best experience ever, making somebody local a millionaire. I don't think we'll ever hear feeling like this again. We'd just like to thank everybody for taking part in this life-changing competition. Well done again to Sheila and her husband. So, well done indeed. And it sounds like it is a, you know, somebody who really deserves it for one. And, you know, enjoy spending my tenner. And I think we had one ticket in it, but, you know, need better than anything. Now, here's the Royal Navy's flagship, HMS Queen Elizabeth, spotted off the Buchan coast. So, an impressive warship was spotted off the coast of Peterhead in Fraserburgh yesterday as it made its way to the south to undergoing repairs. The £3 billion aircraft carrier, the HMS Queen Elizabeth, left Glenmalan in Loch Long on March 19th, with a 65,000-tonne vessel needing essential maintenance on her starboard propeller shaft coupling. Sounds like somebody in the garage tells me about my car now. The Royal Navy's flagship has been stricken with issues ever since it left port in Portsmouth to great fanfare. Its propeller shaft issue meant it was withdrawn for leading a carrier strike, a group on NATO's exercise Steadfast Defender, being replaced by a sister ship, HMS Prince of Wales. The Prince of Wales has now concluded her duties and was last seen in Rotterdam 2 days ago. A Navy spokesman said the aircraft carrier Queen Elizabeth, HMS Queen Elizabeth, I should say, is en route to Rosyth so that only necessary repairs can be carried out at her starboard propeller thing. So, and somebody's seen a picture of it, but then it's like something, just a monster of a boat. So, that would have been something to see for the Peterhead and Brochers. Seeing that getting down past their doors. But here's hoping it gets down to the south, all right, and gets sorted out and back on our way, because the way things are gone, you might need it sooner rather than later. But I'm sure the lads at Rosyth will sort it out. Very we'll be there for a wee while from we get down to Biden 5 for a couple of years, and bed in Rosyth temporarily until we go to sort it out with a place. But certainly can't foot to take a drink down here, I'll tell you that. And I'll just finish up with sport as normal, and back page paper today is Dawn's close to naming a new boss as Search Near's End. So it seems a long time now that Neil Warnock packed in. But anyway, Aberdeen are closing in on a managerial appointment after Whitland doing their initial shortlist to their preferred candidates. The Dons have identified for they want to be in the Pittodrie dugout and have stepped up talks with the aim of having their new man in place this weekend. Interviews with European and British candidates have been concluded by the Dons board, with Chairman Dave Cormack now aiming to thrash out a deal to bring his preferred option to Pittodrie. So he's hoping to have him in place during the international break so he can work with the players next week before the vital Premiership encounter against Ross County. So, well, here's hoping to get the lad there went in, and he gets off to a rip-roaring start. I mean, same as, they did before. Somebody gets off to a great start, and then it just seems to get to pot for one reason or another. I mean, that's what happened with Barry Robson. He was had a great interim spell, got offered a job, and then, you know, a fair old run, but then next season just couldn't win a game for love nor money. So, make sure this is the right lad. And they get in, and like I say, he gets off to a cracking start. So, come on, Aberdeen. And as we do for dinner, so we publish the result of today's Prison Journal on Friday, March the 22nd. So, last Doric Express for this week. And, it's been a bright day up in Aberdeen today, but just half a whinny. It was just blowing a gale for me today to kind of die down later on in the afternoon, but near four some of my greenhouse clips popped out and did God knows far, so I had to get them back in the morning before the things getting flea in the water if there's only more wind. But I don't think it's going to be as bad as that again, but it certainly was a bit ferocious for a while today. So anyway, thanks so much for listening to this podcast new. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal. Get them to follow us on Spotify if you can, and that way they'll never miss an episode, and they'll be able to listen to, you know, days, weeks, months, all episodes to cheer them up, or if they're too high, calm them down a bit. If you can do that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo. Thank you.